Hallelujah. So I want to share a word with you in 5 minutes. Please be seated. Thank you. This actually mainly goes to the couple. And we've gone through months of counseling, and I know that there is nothing new to say that you haven't heard. It's not a preaching, it's only an exhortation to just give you some few tips to understand as you begin a new journey. Now, I just quickly want you to understand that marriage is war. Please tell someone, marriage is war. Now, the reason why... I don't know why Christ's life is... Hallelujah. There's a reason why marriage is war. From the time man was put into the garden, Satan sought to destroy the relationship that was between the two of them and their maker. Hallelujah. And there are reasons why Satan has always wanted to attack marriage. Now, listen to me. There is a lot of attack on marriage today. Very, very great attack on marriage. And there's a reason why Satan wants to attack marriages today. And I give you 5 reasons, and then we close. Number one reason why Satan fights marriage is because God instituted it. And anything that God institutes, Satan always wants to pervert it. When God set laws, Satan inspired people to break it. When God instituted sex, Satan has perverted it. When God initiated or instituted marriage, Satan also wants to destroy it. Why? Because it was God who initiated marriage. The second reason why Satan attacks marriages is because it is part of the fulfillment of God's agenda on this earth. When God created Adam, he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Because the more of mankind, when they multiply, the agenda of God can be fulfilled. So Satan fights it so that the purposes of God can never stand on earth. Number 3 reason why Satan fights marriage is because every successful marriage is a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Every marriage that stands the test of time is going to serve as a threat to Satan. Why? Because when you live at peace, you have good children, you raise great children, you stay in the fear of the Lord, it becomes a threat to Satan, and Satan does not want peace. So anytime marriage is established and is successful, it becomes a threat to Satan. That is how come he fights it. Number 4 reason why Satan fights marriage is because it describes clearly the marriage union between Christ and the church. There is nothing that depicts the unified body, the bond of love and unity and oneness like marriage. So when God was creating Adam and Eve, he already had Christ and the church in mind. So which means that whatever a man does to his wife or a wife does to his husband is actually a message being conveyed to the world of how Christ will behave towards the church and how the church will behave towards Christ. So Satan finds it because it is the best explanation of the union between Christ and the church. The 5th reason why Satan fights marriages is because he hates love. You'll be shocked to know that the 2 forces that control the kingdom of darkness is hatred and fear. Satan thrives on hatred and fear. He fears because he tried to take the throne of God and could not, because he fears God. God brought him down. Since that time, Satan has feared God. So he lives in fear constantly. That is how come he wants to push fear in the lives of people. Number 2, because God resisted Satan, Satan has decided that because he cannot touch God, he will touch men to touch God. So one of the things Satan does is that he makes sure that nothing called love will stay in marriage. He fights it because he hates love. Listen, in the kingdom of darkness, there is nothing like love. That is how come God can show mercy. But even those who serve Satan, he doesn't show mercy to them. You can ask the witches and wizards in your family. He doesn't show mercy. When you mess up, they kill you. Because Satan does not understand the language of love. He hates it. Now, because marriage is war, and Satan does not like it, you cannot enter marriage with selfie. You cannot enter marriage with pizza. You cannot enter marriage with flowers. You enter with weapons. There is a difference between a wedding and a marriage. A wedding is an event. Marriage is a journey and a life. What we are just doing now is just a celebration of a union that happened in one day. But that marriage itself is going to be lived by you alone. Nobody will be in the bedroom with you. Nobody will be there to cheer you up. So you will need weapons to be able to fight this war. And these weapons, number one, now please pay attention to this, because the reason why you need weapons is because marriage has different phases. At least by the grace of God, this year will be my 7 years. At least I've done well. I've done well. And it's been 7 years of peace. It's not 7 years of fighting. It's not 7 years of confusion. It's not 7 years of material account. It's 7 years of comfort and peace. Hallelujah. But you see, there are stages in marriage. That is how come you need weapons to be able to fight this war called marriage. In case you don't know, the first stage of marriage is honeymoon. In the honeymoon, it's so beautiful. In fact, the reason why it's beautiful is because there's honey in it. So during that time, everything seems fine. In fact, your wife does something that you think is not nice, you will keep quiet about it. You say, baby, it doesn't matter. Oh, forget about it, it's fine. Abu Baba. He will do something that is quite, you don't like it, but the honeymoon stage is a nice stage. At that time in church, when pastor is preaching, you'll be texting each other, I love you. Tonight, I won't spare you. Then you send to your wife, bad girl, I'll catch you tonight. Then it's nice. Linda also reply and tell him, you, I'll break your waist tonight. You see, it's nice. Very beautiful. You are always smiling, you are always laughing. At that time, the issues on board, it's not that the issues are not there, but love has blinded it, because you are in the honeymoon stage. After some few months, you enter into the stage called reality stage. In the reality stage, La Popo has already taken place. You have seen your nakedness. Everything is over. Now, hey! You'll be sleeping at 2 a.m. and you hear. And you hear someone. He's sleeping. Oh, he's not. He's sleeping. Then you wake up and you say, it's a human being. When you were talking at 2 a.m., he wasn't snoring, he was not sleeping, he was telling you, I love you. So you never heard him make that noise. When you wake up in the morning, you just be watching him like this. He says, the one I married. You will see many surprises. I'm telling you, at that time, everything is made bare. Nothing is hiding. You will see her true character. You will see his true character. When he's tired and you come to him and say, can you pick up the glass from the top? Oh, I'm tired. Meanwhile, when you were dating, he will run slow motion and go and take it. We call it reality stage. Yesterday, I read a message of a woman who is divorcing the husband. Why? Because he said he didn't know. It's funny, but it's true, that the husband's manhood was very big. So they got married and he saw and experienced his husband for the first time. He said, no, I'll marry again. True story. She has packed her things and she's sleeping in the church auditorium. I didn't say this church auditorium. I said church auditorium. Reality stage, you will see different character. You say, hey, for the first time, you will talk to Linda and I say, hey, talk to the hands. He said, hey, we call it reality. And that's the time, if you don't know how to fight it, and deal with it, you enter into the third stage called rebellion stage. Because you people are now surprising yourself with characters you didn't expect. Now there is disappointment. And this is why, if you don't take care, if you have an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend, once the person starts sending you message, I just wanted to check if your marriage is okay. Hey, this is the time where if you don't take care, trouble may come. You have to learn to embrace all the disappointments you see, because I can assure you, you will see plenty disappointment. You heard me? Plenty disappointment. Plenty. Maybe when it comes to churches, you went white, so you don't know that he doesn't like working. When you enter the marriage, that reality will be there. So at that time, if you don't have the spiritual weapons to be able to handle the marriage, there'll be chaos. Your first weapon is prayer and fasting. You learn to pray. Someone says, marriage is marriage. Do you need prayer and fasting to marry? You don't understand. If you check your Bible, Satan entered in between God, man and woman. He took God from there and entered in between. And because Adam and Eve gave Satan the right, that is warfare. It affected their relationship with God and affected their relationship also as well. If you can check the Bible, you realize that from that time, there was rebellion all over the earth. You know what happened? The foundation was not dealt with. One great man told me that whatever you do in marriage consistently for a year, it will never change. So if you fight each other at the end of the year, just know that you have entered into a fighting marriage. Whatever you allow for 1 year will be the foundation for the entire marriage. You have to learn to pray together. The days you start getting busy and you say you won't pray because you are tired, you won't pray because you have to go to work, that is going to serve as foundation. My mother is here. My dad is at home. There was no single day that we ever woke up that we didn't do morning devotion. And this is what we have inherited, that today, there is no day we leave home without morning devotion. It has been passed on to. So prayer and fasting, at least for your foundation, you fast at least once a month, once a week for your marriage, that God will keep you, that God will bless you, that God will lift you, God will give you wisdom to live together with each other. That is the first foundation. The second weapon you need is the word of God. Not Facebook, because today when you go to Instagram, when you go to Reels, Facebook Reels, when you go to Snapchat and whatever we call it, you're going to see different information. People suggesting different things, and most of them are not in alignment with the Word of God. It is only the Word of God that can stand the test of time. You will need the Word of God. Read your Bibles together and shame the devil. Because the word of God will serve as principles that will guide the marriage. For example, me and my wife never argue until next morning. It was a principle we established before we got married. So whether it's my fault or it's a fault, the next morning, one person must make us talk. For 7 years, it has never happened that we'll argue the next day. I look at it. It has never, it can't happen. You know why? Because that is the principle that is holding this marriage. And the word of God will help guide you to have principles that will guide the marriage. Number three is faithfulness. Never hide anything from each other. The last time I checked, all the people who said, I can handle it, they couldn't handle it. Be very open. There was a time, I think the person is not here, so I can say, there was a time one churchman sent me a very wild message as a pastor. I could have read the message and said, oh, it doesn't really matter. I'll just handle it. I sent a copy to my wife. I sent a copy to my PA. I said, keep this reference. So that one day in the future, you are my witnesses. A lot of times, people have tried to hide things. And when the thing comes out, because they didn't have any eyewitness, who is their wife, of course. Even what is not true becomes true. Never hide anything from each other. Be faithful. It's not every time that you can do la popo. It's not every time. in case you don't know lapopo, it's a secret word. You will find it in the Bible. It's not every time. Sometimes you'll be tired. Allow her to sleep. And sometimes you'll be tired. Don't allow her to sleep. Someone says, how will you know? The Lord will help you. And he'll give you direction. May the Lord keep you and bless this marriage until it has become a blessing. As you keep on with these weapons of prayer, the word of God and faithfulness, may the Lord cause this marriage to be celebrated every 10 years. It will compound, it will multiply, it will increase, more children, more favor, more cars, more lands, more buildings, more expansions. 5 to 10 years from now, people will look at you and thank God that indeed the Lord located both of you. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.